Harris Serrano had a few days' peace while Seabolt thought of some other nonsense to obsess over. So far, they'd been lucky. No mutineer had attacked them, and they'd detected no sign that one had passed. She was working on another drill schedule when she got a call from the bridge. Jig Hargrove, the junior officer on communications this shift, had an earnest face that turned even the simplest question into something serious.
Captain, I just wondered, what if an Ansible transmits a pre-message alert, but then no message?
What do you mean?
You know how...
Harris winced. All the junior officers had picked up Seabolt's habit of starting every explanation with that phrase.
An Ansible sends out an ID and clear channel blip before sending a message.
Yes. And the following message will be delayed by the time it takes the Ansible to return a ready message to the originator, and the originator's message to arrive.
Yes. So we expect a lag, up to about 4 hours, between the initiation sequence and the message. But I've been waiting almost the whole shift for a message, and nothing's come through. And Commander Dennehy said to report anything out of the ordinary. I just don't know if this is.
How long exactly?
6 hours, 18 minutes. I guess it could be a ship that's farther than 3 light hours from the Ansible, but most people don't try to raise one until they're a lot closer than that.
What's the ID? Why do you think it's a ship?
Hargrove held out a description.
Well, this is the system. It's got no inhabited worlds and no permanent settlement, though there's a research station on that eccentric planetoid. I suppose it could be that.
I suppose. One mapped jump point, but only a yellow rating. Oh, because of the planetoid. What are its back jump stats?
Sorry, Captain. I don't know. Just its comm status.
Commander DeFries.
The senior navigation officer looked up.
I need a back jump analysis of these coordinates.
Harris flicked them to his screen.
Right away, Captain.
Harris turned back to Jig Hargrove.
Does that Ansible have reversible scan capability?
No, Captain. The note on it in the catalog says it's just a single-channel model, for the use of the research station. It's not even very secure. Its access code is in all the updated files. Anyone could have tripped it. Though I suppose it could have been just damage.
Captain.
Yes?
Back jump analysis. Because this isn't considered that stable a jump point, the only mapped one, jump location, is CX-42 Henry.
That's one of the go-to points for Copper Mountain.
That's right, Captain. Copper Mountain is the nearest two-jump outlet. Estimated FTL time 11 days, and that's due to the short leg in from CX-42 Henry. There's a notation that successful jumps were made to the vicinity of RG-773 Alpha, but they weren't enough to qualify for a mapped route. Estimated FTL time on that one is 19 days. Some of the scientists considered it a more direct route to their home systems over in Sector 5.
I suppose it would be. Do you have any data on that system which would tell us how far that planetoid is now from the Ansible? How long a lag there might be between an initiating signal and the following message?
I'll work on it.
Harris felt a prickle of excitement down her spine.
What could trigger an Ansible besides a signal? And why would someone start to signal and then fail to carry it out? Because someone stopped them. They changed their minds. Someone stopped them. If a Loyalist fleet vessel, or a civilian ship, found itself in trouble with mutineers, they might try to signal and be blown away before they could.
Yes, and a flying rock could have hit it.
We need to go look.
Harris was as sure of that as of 2+2.
We're on picket duty. The Admiral said we're to interdict mutineer travel. Watch the jump points.
I am watching a jump point. I'm watching a jump point around which suspicious activity has taken place.
I don't think you can call a malfunctioning Ansible suspicious activity.
Commander, do you have any idea how reliable those things are? How rarely they malfunction? And when they do, it's something like sending a string of gibberish, not turning themselves on for no reason.
But
I say it's suspicious, and I'm the captain. And the Commodore. I'm going to inform HQ, of course. Only an idiot rushes off without leaving word behind. And the next question is whether to go in with all the force available, or send in a scout.
A scout would be safer.
For us, right now, maybe. But just supposing there is a mutineer force in that system and someone tried to tell us and failed. All a scout could do is alert them that someone knows their location. Similarly, if I take in one ship and it's not enough to defeat them, that's worse than not going at all.
You wouldn't take all? Everything?
They didn't give me this many ships to just sit here being a target. I want a tight beam to the Ansible and a secure code for transmission to headquarters.
Cecilia swallowed against the rise of sour bile in her throat. It had seemed like a good plan. It was a good plan. It was the only plan. But she felt more tension than before the start of a big event. Worse than riding down to a huge fence on a headstrong horse. It was just the same. She could be hurt, she could die, but she'd rather die doing this than live without doing it. Talking firmly to her fluttering stomach, she went on mopping the guard's latrine. Miranda was behind her with the brushes, the bottles of spray cleaner. She felt for the bucket with her heel without looking. On the next forward stroke with the mop, she pushed too hard, stumbled forward, lurched back, and knocked the bucket over. She whirled around and grabbed for it.
No! No, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
The end of the mop almost hit Miranda, who fended it off by grabbing it one-handed. Cecilia scrabbled for the bucket and picked up the bottle of spray cleaner Miranda had dropped.
Oh, you idiot. I knew you were clumsy, but...
Miranda lunged. The end of the mop caught the guard in the solar plexus. Cecilia gave him a spray of ammonia-based cleaner in the face as he tried to gasp for his next breath. Then she smashed his trachea with the handle of the glass scraper. Behind her, Miranda was taking care of another guard. Cecilia grabbed her guard by the arm and dragged him toward the cells. They needed his fingerprint for the cell locks, while Miranda inserted the other guard's key card and used his fingerprint to hold the brig access open.
That was fast.
Cecilia pushed the body up to the bars.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Here, help me lift him. He must be wearing lead.
Arms reached through the bars to lift the dead weight up until she could insert his finger in the ID slot.
Donaldson, you and Kouros get the other cells open. Taraki and Derek, go help Miranda at the kiosk. See if you can set overrides. If not, we're going to have to take their fingers. Send Miranda back to help Markham.
Cecilia swallowed and tried not to look shocked. She understood the problem, but the very thought of cutting parts off the dead revolted her.
Cecilia, you brief the other cells on the chemicals stored in this section.
She almost said yes, sir. Already, other prisoners were emerging cautiously from the other cells around the corner. Men with straggly beards under their shaven heads, women whose hair was just growing out.
This is our mission. First, we get word out to fleet about this ship in this location. Second, we do our best to disable this ship by going EVA to damage or destroy its scan domes, its communication masts, and its FTL nodes. Third, we try to escape. We need an EVA party, a communications party, and a decoy distraction party, who will run around making as much noise and trouble as possible while heading for plausible targets. I've had EVA experience, and so has Petty Major Sifa. Who else?
Hands raised.
Fine. I'll take all of you. We already have Taraki, Dirac, and Donaldson on the communications party. Any other senior contacts?
No one answered.
I want two or three good scrappers with them. Good. You and you.
Jones glanced around.
The rest of you divide into two groups, one with Petty Light Kouros and the other with Petty Light Hartung. They'll brief you on the run. We don't want to sit here jawing until they figure out something's wrong.
Some of the men were staring at Miranda and Cecilia.
What about the Civs?
We wouldn't be loose if it weren't for them. They've already chosen which party they'll be in. Cecilia here wants to see the stars from outside, and Miranda's going to keep an eye on Anseli with one of the distraction groups. Anything else? All right, people, let's move.